Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Rickhardt. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Hostetler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Rick Honeycutt. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Sample reaches second base with a double. Mike Rickhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sample. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Sample steals third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball four. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Richart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richart is 0-for-1 in the game. Richart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostetler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sample strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Richart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richart is 0-for-2 in the game. Richart hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-2 in the game. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a line drive beyond third. Boggs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Johnson moves to second. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Johnson steals third. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Stein pinch hits for Wayne Tolleson. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Anderson now playing shortstop. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols strikes out. There goes Armas. The throw from Sundberg to second, and Armas is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a line drive towards the mound. Tudor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Richart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richart is 0 for 3 in the game. Richart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sample throws the ball into Richart, who tags Stapleton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 3 in the game. Hostetler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Odell Jones now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sample. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. At Jurich pinch runs for Tony Armas. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 3 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rick Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sundberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy is walked intentionally. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rick Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Bob Stanley now pitching. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sample takes first base on ball 4. Mike Rick Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rick Hart is 0 for 4 in the game. Rick Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Ed Jurich. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 4 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rick Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 4 in the game. Hostetler strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent pinch runs for Larry Parrish. Pete O'Brien pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Biotner now playing first base. Pete O'Brien now playing right field. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rick Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 0 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wright reaches second base with a double. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Rick Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rick Hart is 0 for 5 in the game. Rick Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-5 in the game. Hostetler strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Rice chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hoffman. Hoffman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hoffman. Biotner goes all the way around to score. O'Brien moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-5 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sample. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.